This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to Open for Business with me, Angeline Tay. Today, we're talking to Miss Ellie Tea House. Miss Ellie Tea House is a family-run business by the mother and son, Nancy and Justin Wong. They serve cakes, pastries, scones, as well as lunch menu, which consists of a wide array of dishes like pot pies, pastas, and salads. From the sound of it, it reminds me of like Cameron Highland's Little Tea House. And that's what they're offering, right? So firstly, Nancy, why did you decide to start up a tea house?
Well, this was decided long, long ago. It was actually a retirement plan for me and my late husband. So I was thinking, well, when my children goes away and we two old fogies, we don't want to sit on the couch watching TV. We have always been very active people. My husband was very, very outgoing. He loves to talk to people and all that. And I'm on the artistic side, creative side, and I just like to do up the place like a home and have people over, you know. It wasn't really started off as a business. I had this idea when the children were younger that I want to set up a place for mothers. You know, mothers who are at home just waiting for the children to come back from school and they are like locked in, they got nowhere to go, they want to talk to their friends, but you know, it's so hard to get into the city and then get jammed. Our time is actually controlled by all these activities. So I thought it'd be nice to have a little place in Melawati and where the mothers, ladies can come in, have a cup of coffee, tea, bring their sewing or their hobbies. And then we have a nice gathering. Mm-hmm. That was it. It wasn't anything business in mind. But it became more business-like when the children went off and me and my husband, you know, we thought it'd be nice to have a place like this where we can pass our time and yet do a bit of business on the side and then to get to know people and all that.
Mm. And Miss Ellie Tea House has been around for how long?
For 2.5 years, to be exact.
Yeah. And so, I mean, your children is all grown up and Justin here is, for example, you were a pastry chef in Australia.
Yes. I started my training here in KL. I went to Taylor's for my hotel management diploma. I specialized in cuisine. I always wanted to be a chef. I knew cooking was my thing because...
Nancy's not surprised.
No, I'm totally shocked when he said he wanted to go into cooking, you know, because when he was helping around in the house, he had such clumsy fingers. He breaks things, he drops things. And especially when he said he wanted to be a pastry chef, I almost freak out because it's like, you know how dainty those little pretty things are? And he has such stubby, clumsy fingers. And I was like, oh gosh.
The clumsiness, dropping stuff and all that hasn't changed. But I'm a pastry chef.
Yes, he is.
So to all the clumsy people out there, don't give up.
Right.
So I did my basic training here. And I ended up going to Australia because my brother was already there. And I studied patisserie. Stayed back after that, worked for almost 10 years doing pastry and chefing before coming back here.
How did the two of you come up with the idea to finally set this up 2 years ago?
To tell you the truth, we can always plan for our future. But honestly speaking, we never know whether it will take place or not. As I said, this idea was birthed long time ago and he wasn't even in the picture. Not really knowing that one day he'll come back and take over this project I had in mind with my husband. It was more of a retirement thing. Unfortunately, my husband passed away 6 years ago, and that was actually that last year before he passed away, he actually was actively getting involved with my idea, and he was actually looking for a place to start because he was then really ready to retire from his job and go into this. But unfortunately, it was too late. So I kind of shelved the idea for 3 years because I thought that's it, you know, my dream. Yeah, I had a dream, but it didn't come to pass. And I thought, okay, that's it. Until Justin came back, the idea revived again. And I thought, yeah, good. Now I can do what I want, doing up the place, enjoying the place, and he can do what he wants, cooking up a storm and come up with all his specialties. So we work very well.
What sort of pastries do you have at Miss Ellie Tea House?
The tea house is, if you step into it, it's very homely. It's got a very comfortable feel to it. You go in and it's casual. It's like you're coming home, really. And the menu actually reflects that. The food that we serve there, it's all comfort food. The cakes, the desserts, they're not fancy-schmancy or anything like that, but they're all honest, they're good, they're simple, and I like to think they're all well-made.
Mm. Mm. So what are the menu variety?
Our scones, of course. Being a tea house, scones are our signature. Of course, we pair that with our homemade jam, which we make in-house. We also make marmalade.
Wow.
We try to make everything ourselves, and we do make almost everything ourselves. We've got a selection of cakes from flourless chocolate and orange poppy seed cakes to hazelnut chocolate cakes, passion fruit white chocolate. That's quite a popular one right now. We also do tarts on occasion, baked lemon tarts, chocolate tarts. Being more of a pastry chef, desserts are my forte. We make two kinds of creme brulee.
Two kinds?
Yeah, a classic vanilla one. And one more that started off as a special, which we did with fresh apricots and lemon zest. That was quite popular, so we kept it on. And our special dessert.
The pandan panna cotta.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, I know the name of Miss Ellie's tea house. Miss Ellie is a name of someone in the family.
Yes.
Well, we'll find out who that name belongs to. After this, we have Nancy and Justin Wong, the mother and son duo who set up Miss Ellie Tea House at Taman Melawati. This is Open for Business, BFM 89.9. Good morning. You're still listening to Open for Business with me, Angeline Tay. In the studio with us today is Justin and Nancy Wong, the mother and son team who set up a Miss Ellie Tea House at Taman Melawati. It's a very comfy and a homey place to be, and they serve cakes, pastries, scones, and as well as lunch menu. Now, the name Miss Ellie Tea House, it's inspired by a family.
So inspired by a family member, so to speak. Actually, in the beginning, when we were trying to name the tea house, usually there is meaning. And we wanted so much to remember my late husband and their father. But then again, you know, his name is so Chinese. And we can't have a Chinese name for an English tea house. It won't work, right?
What was his name?
Wong Yankee, yeah.
Yankee's tea house.
Well, he was always called Yankee Doodle.
Oh, wow.
But then we can't have a Yankee Doodle tea house.
Yeah.
It kind of like, we try to say it out many, many times, it just doesn't sound right. So eventually, we also have another member that we want to remember, and it was our little white toy poodle, and her name was Ellie. And she was actually a very ladylike poodle. That's what we call her at home, is either Ellie girl or Miss Ellie, you know? And it kind of sounds very quaint, very nice. Then we thought of doing the name card, and I was suggesting to Justin, I said, we must also have her silhouette at the back of the card. And as you see, the E is actually the silhouette of her back, the head. And a big fat body when she sit down with the tail curl up behind.
Oh, okay, I see it.
So, yeah, it kind of sounds good, looks good, and that's how we thought it would be very nice to name it.
Oh, yeah. So how hard was it for you to look for a location at Taman Melawati?
It wasn't a coincidence. The thing is that we wanted in Melawati because we know that Melawati don't have a place like this. And I always have a pioneer spirit. And I would like to start something when there is nothing like it in the place. Because all the good stuffs are either in Damansara, Bangsa, PJ. And I thought, would it be nice to have something like this, you know, a little quaint English tea house to bless the people in Melawati and the surrounding area.
Is it challenging to run this business between mother and son?
Yes. Because mom, as mom, always have the last say. But then again, mom is just mom and not a professional chef. And that is where contention comes in. He would say, mom, you can't do it this way. And I say, why not? You know, that's how I brought you people up. And that's how I serve you. But of course, we always have to come to a compromise. We have to come to a clear understanding. And I have learned over these past 2.5 years that mom cannot always have the last say, right? I mean, in a tea house, professionalism has to come in. It's a business. and I can't run it like a house. It's different. We're getting better now. So we are working better together. There's a lot of give and take.
Yeah, it's pretty good, I think. I think we're doing very well. I haven't been kicked out of the house yet, so...
Okay. This is still a business, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, yes. How do you bring people into your shop? Because if it's really deep in, there's no signboard saying Miss Ellie Tea House this way, and, you know, people don't know you, people won't see you. How do you bring people in?
Well, I got to say, when we first started, that was a concern because of the location. So I think we owe a lot to our friends, our family. We had a lot of good friends from just friends of the family, friends from church, friends from people that we know coming in to support us those first few months, and that was great, and they helped spread the word. Eventually, that word of mouth got so far, and we were very fortunate to have a few bloggers actually visit, which we did not know about, some of which we knew about later on. And through the blogs, the word just got out even more than we expected, faster than we expected, and things picked up.
And have you ever come across where people had to queue outside to get in?
Yes, actually.
Yes, we did.
On the weekends?
Yes, we did. I felt so bad about it because I just anxious for these people who are just waiting to get a seat because we are not in a shopping complex or anywhere near a shopping area. So I can imagine how uncomfortable it is for them to stand and just wait. If you're in a shopping complex, you can say, oh, let's go shopping for a while and come back later. But for them, they can't. Mm. And I really felt so bad about it.
And how do you manage that?
Well, a lot of customers are very understanding people. They kind of like see the situation and say, okay, we've done, so let's get out and give the others a table, you know. And also because of the customers' word got out, and that's how we get to be known by a lot of other people as well, because they would tell me, say, Nancy, I'm going to put it on Instagram right now and I will send it to my friends and tell them about this place. And that's how the word got around.
How did you come across a good tea company to have this tea stock in your shop?
It was a stroke of good luck for us.
Yeah.
We were at the curve, walking around, and we just perchanced across this stall set up at foyer area at the ground level where there was a fair going on. It was
Raya, I think.
Yeah, it was during Ramadan month or something.
Yeah, a few years back.
About 3 years back, they were a very new company. And of course, we were looking for tea options at the time. There's just so many, we had no idea what to choose. We didn't want a brand that was too commercial that you could find in supermarkets. We also didn't want something that was too radical with funky flavors. And we wanted something more classic. And this good tea company, when we saw the stall, we met Adlina's mother. She was there, and then later on, we got to meet Adlina as well, and we found out more about the company. We tried the teas there. It was nice. It was good, just what we were looking for, and we found out from them later they were aficionados themselves. They go so far as to go to the tea plantations in India personally to source the teas. So we knew these guys were serious. We wanted to be part of it. Mom and I always wanted to support local business as well. Yeah, it was like a perfect fit.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. What are your plans for Miss Ellie Tea House?
I got no plans. I'm quite happy the way I am now.
Well, these last 2.5 years, you could say, has been something like a takeoff run. We've barely left the tarmac, I would think. We've spent all this time working out all the bugs. We started off with a really small, simple menu, 4 items and scones. That was it. And then it eventually grew to what we have now, which is an all-day dining menu, scones, a larger repertoire of cakes and pastries and drinks as well. And now we're poised to actually take that a step further. We're planning to expand the menu a bit. We currently operate Tuesdays to Saturdays from 10 in the morning to 7 p.m. And quite a number of our customers, they actually say, oh, by the time we get back from work, you know, it's close to 7. We can't come over to hang out. Why don't you do dinners? So after hearing all of this for a while, I really get nagged a lot from mom. So nagging from customers, I have to do something about it. So we're thinking of doing dinners as well soon. expanding the menu, extending the hours, possibly opening 6 days a week instead of five is all on the table that we're working on now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So where can people find more information about Miss Ella Tea House?
Well, we're on Facebook and Instagram. Since we're on the air, I want to just say personal thank you to everyone who supported us all through this time. 2.5 years isn't that long, and we wouldn't be here without the help and support of everyone. So I just want to thank everybody, thank our customers too, very much from the bottom
of
our hearts.
Thank you very much.
Thanks again for sharing your story.
Thank you, Angeline.
For all those who's interested about them, to find out more, you can always go to the Facebook page or Instagram. And thank you for listening. I've been speaking to Nancy and Justin Wong, the mother and son team who set up Miss Ella Tea House right at Taman Melawati. This is Open for Business with me, Angeline Tay, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.